tonight, we come in the name of Jesus. We come with praise on our lips and joy in our hearts for the gift of God's Son. In the sweet and matchless gift of a baby, God's love, laced with grace, showed us the way. He threw open wide the door for full purpose, heavenly purpose. God loved us so much, he sent his only begotten Son, who left all he had to become a man, a humbled servant. He became obedient and to the death of the cross for each one of us. Why? So that we, through Jesus, would have newness of life. And his plan didn't stop there. He came that we would live and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And the plan doesn't stop there. God, in eternity's past, set forth the full plan in his gospel for the child of God, that's you and me, that by his grace and through his enabling Holy Spirit, we would become like him, to become one with him. Jesus came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. So we humbly and gratefully say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for coming as one of us so that we might attain to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus and become one with you. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. We hope you enjoy this program.
God sent us a Savior. Savior. If our greatest need would have been information, God would have sent us an educator.
If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist.
If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist.
If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness, so God sent us a Savior.
People were bringing their children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them.
When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not receive it.
And he took the children in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them.
Mark 10, 13 through 16. Come on down, little children.
Be mine. Jesus, sweet Jesus, thy praises we sing. Will Jesus, sweet Jesus, and joys that you sing. Will Jesus, and joys that you sing. Will Jesus, sweet Jesus, and joys that you sing. Will Jesus, oh Jesus, and joys that you sing. Will Jesus, sweet Jesus, and joys that you sing. Will Jesus, the pleasure and joy that you bring. Jesus, Jesus, joy that you bring. Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. The rising morning praise rejoices. Rejoice of evening, find a voice. Alleluia, alleluia.
I fear, my brother,
we'd all be lost at last.
Again. All around us, we see signs of the season, decorations, and preparations for gatherings of every kind. Do you ever stop to wonder what all of it has to do with the baby boy born 2,000 years ago?
Most of us have heard of Jesus, but do you know Jesus? Where did he come from? Why did he come? What was his purpose? Were the things he said true? How could he say, I am the way, the truth, and the life? No man cometh to the Father but by me.
We find the answers to these questions in God's Word. Did you know that God wants all men to be saved and to come to a full, intimate knowledge of the truth? It's true. If you will open your heart to God and draw close to him, he will draw close to you. Listen to these truths.
John chapter 1 speaks of the Word. But if you'll look, the Word is capitalized, capital W-O-R-D, meaning God. When all things began, the Word already was. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed with God from the beginning. Everything came into existence through him, and no single thing was created without him. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. His life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to tell the truth about the light, so that all men might have faith through him. He was sent as a personal witness to that light, which shines upon every man coming into the world. And the Word became a human being and pitched his tent among us.
Philippians 2, let Christ Jesus be your example in humility. Though the divine nature was his from the beginning, he did not reckon equality with God something to be forcibly retained, but impoverished himself, laid it aside, stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity, and took upon him the form of a bondservant, a slave.
And, appearing in human form, he humbled himself and showed obedience, even unto death, even the death of the cross.
And that is why God raised him to the very highest place and gave him the name which is supremely above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, all things in heaven and things in earth and things in the underworld.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Thank you.
God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. With clouds. clouds and splendor bright, to receive his bride in white. Oh, wondrous mystery, a rib from his body, to rule and reign with him forevermore. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine.
I say.